Hey there.
Hey, Jan. How are you?
I'm good.
I just blew up your phone. Not only did I call you, but I sent you a bunch of texts.
Oh, that's okay.
So you can save me, and then there's a link to my app as well.
Okay.
Very, very useful to have. But I have two diamonds for you.
Oh, perfect. What's that?
So available are, they're both two and a halves. I'm going to pull something together, but I think the price points here make more sense. I have
Come back to me.
Here we go. I have a colorless SI1 option and then a GVVS option. So it's all about the shape, and that's what's hardest to find. So first, 254,
okay.
D as in David,
okay.
SI1, excellent, excellent, faint fluorescence, ostensibly perfect. It's 9 by 7? 9 by 7, so it's just out, like it's a perfect rectangle. Your net cost is $34,163. That I can have to you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, 254 DSI1
GIA.
Fluorescent.
Yep.
GIA, 9 by 7, $34,153.
$163. I can't shortchange that $10.
Okay.
But I could probably do better on the price for you. 254 DSI1 for $34,163. My other option, which actually works very well next to it, like if you were to have like an Apple's, like here's similar money, but where's your money going? Colorless SI1 versus a 250, G as in George, VVS1. I didn't have an
okay.
I, but it's still white. Excellent, excellent, no fluorescence. This one's 10 by 7, so even bigger. And your net cost is $38,687. Now, if you want to spend more and you want to go up to a 3-carat, like we discussed earlier, that jump really does bump that price up to kind of crazy town. But also, you're not necessarily guaranteed a bigger look.
Right.
You know,
right.
I just had this conversation. Like I said, I think I mentioned it to you in Princesses. I have a 170 that looks like a 2-carat. The customer wants to spend a little bit more but wants a bigger look. Well, you get to that 2-carat, you're not. It's literally 0.2 millimeter larger and 5 grand more. It doesn't make any sense. It's just not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth it to me. Whether they want it on paper, I'm letting them decide, right? But sometimes that bigger carat weight just makes them feel warm and fuzzy. You know.
Are these both GIA certs?
They are.
Okay.
So those are in your back pocket. You can have them tomorrow. Would you like me to try and find something closer to that 3-carat? I mean, the budget on these just kind of rang, like it felt right. Like you mentioned that you quoted him something in the 70s, and he was like, all
right,
scale that back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me talk to him. Let me give him this info, and then if he's still interested in going a little more money and a little bigger, then I'll call you right back.
Okay. Is he responsive? Is he the kind of guy? Because I'm going to hold these for you for now, but this time of year, as you know, it's tricky.
Right.
Someone's going to say, hey, can I have it? I'm going to tell them, no, Jan's working on it. But
right.
I can only do that for so long.
Well, I will call – after I talk to him, I will call you back. And we'll know more after I visit with him again. So
awesome. Awesome.
I'll try to get back in touch with you today on it.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And I forgot there was one other thing. Oh, when you talk to him, if he's hemming and hawing about the carat weight and saying, well, I really wanted a 3, especially a guy with the means to do this, buying one of these diamonds, we have lifetime trade. So if he ever wanted to go bigger, it was on his hand, and they go, a couple months down the road, I want to go bigger, or shoot, I don't like cushion anymore, we do a dollar-for-dollar trade on all naturals, which I'm sure you remember working with Andy. But with a guy making this kind of a purchase, it's kind of a no-brainer. Oh, okay, we'll go here, but if I want to go bigger, I'm not losing any money in that decision.
Right. Okay. Well,
alrighty.
Let me talk to him, and then I'll holler back at you as quickly as I can.
Sounds Sounds good, Jen. Let's have a rocking day.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.